Hi, this is Barbara Humpton, CEO of Siemens USA, and you're listening to The Optimistic Outlook. I wanted to share some insights with you on a topic you're probably hearing about all the time, and that's AI, artificial intelligence, or as we like to say, augmented intelligence, but I'll return to that idea in a bit. So why should you stay tuned into this? What will you hear that you haven't heard already? Well, I want to talk about how AI breakthroughs are now being applied in American manufacturing. I want to share with you our vision at Siemens for what we call industrial AI. So let's begin this way. Let's go back a little over a year. It's about that time that ChatGPT arrived on the scene and got everyone talking about AI and our future. Top of our mind were risks. We heard questions like, are technologies becoming too powerful? Is AI advancing too rapidly, faster than we'd prepared for? And let's focus on this for a minute, because these questions are now prompting important conversations between government and industry. There's no doubt that we'll need to work together. But here's the thing. We need to work together not only to guard against risks, but also to seize the many positive opportunities ahead. AI is a powerful tool to solve problems and shape a better future. I recently talked about this with the White House's Anne Neuberger at a technology gathering in Washington, D.C. Anne is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology. And Anne described AI as having both promise and peril. She wants to ensure we move quickly to bring society benefits from its promise while being equally focused on managing risks. At Siemens, we applaud this perspective. We're encouraged by efforts led by the administration and Congress to guide AI development in a way that strikes the right balance of ensuring safety and security while still furthering innovation. And in fact, this reflects how Siemens approaches AI ourselves. Siemens has been incorporating AI into products for decades. We have over 1,500 AI experts globally, and our software and AI applications all get put through a full risk review before they're deployed. We believe that all technologies should be applied with purpose and applied securely. And when we deploy AI within this framework, we see incredible promise and value we can create for customers and society. It's about helping customers to be more productive and more sustainable, designing products faster, adapting to supply chain challenges, or managing buildings more efficiently. Now, let's look a little closer at what we can do. So, as I said, Siemens has been active in developing and employing AI for decades. The big change that came with the rise of ChatGPT, and with it, what's called generative AI, was really how we can interact with AI. Creating AI models used to require deep coding and programming knowledge. With generative AI, we can ask a question or we can provide a simple prompt. And then the AI models take those inputs and evolve, rapidly becoming more capable. So as we now adapt the power of generative AI to factories, this means we can apply industrial AI at a much larger scale. In his annual shareholder speech, we heard our global CEO, Roland Busch, compare AI to electricity. Innovating with electrification has been part of Siemens since we were founded in 1847 and continues today. Generative AI, as Roland said, now brings us to the start of a new growth curve. And a key aspect of this is data. Think about the incredible amount of data produced by a factory. In 1 month, a factory produces data equivalent to 500,000 movies. Industrial AI is helping workers make sense of this massive amount of data. And I'll share with you one example from the automotive sector. We had a customer with an abundance of sensor data that just couldn't be analyzed by people. It would simply take too long. With AI, they were able to execute a predictive maintenance model that could check more than 10,000 machines for problems. The result? Advance warnings of machine failures up to 6 months in advance, which means less downtime and more efficiency. And by the way, what's the return on investment model used for most capital expenditures in business? Why, a return on investment of years is generally acceptable. In these cases, we're seeing a return on investment in weeks and months. And this is just one example of the value that industrial AI can bring to industry and infrastructure. So let me close this by addressing the big concern. Is AI coming to take our jobs? You've probably already heard a lot of perspectives on this issue. But again, let me provide an outlook for industry. I want to return now to the idea of augmented intelligence, because across American industry, AI isn't taking jobs. It's expanding what humans can do. There's been a discussion about repetitive factory floor jobs, but what about repetitive programming or repetitive data monitoring? With AI, every worker can be empowered to do more and do more safely. And quite frankly, this is a solution we need to address the worker shortage we face today. In recent years, manufacturing job openings in the U.S. have exceeded 800,000 positions. Even with perfect recruiting efforts, I'm not sure we can fully close this gap. But that's another thing that AI does. It helps us close gaps. It closes gaps by opening doors into industry for people who haven't yet developed specialized skills. With generative AI, with more intuitive user interfaces, we can democratize technologies and engage more people with them. This is what we're doing with the Siemens Industrial Copilot, which we recently introduced with Microsoft. This is a generative AI-powered assistant that improves human-machine interaction in manufacturing. In practice, users can rapidly generate, optimize, and debug complex automation code and shorten simulation times. A task that once took weeks now takes minutes. This changes everything. This gives people the ability to program more easily through natural language interfaces. You know, workforce development is essential to manufacturing success. We need people who know how to deploy advanced technologies. And everyone is asking, how do we develop a skilled workforce? But here's what I'll ask you. Should we be taking the people to the technology? Or can AI actually bring the technology to our people? I believe it can. And I also believe this is the real promise of AI and the advanced technologies available to us today. So here's a prediction. Digitalization projects that have been held back by too much complexity are going to start speeding forward. Think about that. You'll find more in the show notes, and feel free to reach out on LinkedIn with comments or questions. Talk to you soon.